Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Last week, you might remember, HICWA inspection reports once again found serious failings in HSE disability services in the northwest of the country. And they warn that failure to address poor governance and supervision issues could lead to safeguarding issues in the future. The inspections took place in January and followed the publication of the Brandon Report last year, which exposed serious sexual abuse of residents at a centre in Donegal over a 15-year period. So what needs to be done to make the HSE Disability Services in Donegal and Sligo a safe home for residents? I'm joined now by Anne Rabbitt, Minister of State for Disabilities. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening and thanks for having me.
When you saw these reports by HICWA last week showing that safeguarding and supervision are still a year on major issues in the HSE Disability Services in the Northwest, what did you think?
Well, Cormac, what I really thought was, like, I wasn't surprised, which is very disappointing to say. I wasn't surprised because I suppose I have read the Brandon report and I've seen the content within the Brandon report, of which I've continuously called for its publication by the HSE and the board of the HSE. And I wasn't surprised with what HICWA said, that that every time they went into a service, they would see that amendments would have been made, but it wasn't sustained. And that was the pattern. They would go in, do an inspection, and there would be plans put in place, and with those plans then regrettably it would revert to the same old, and that's very unfortunate, and that's not sustainable. I'm not comfortable with that, so that has to change completely on this, Cormac, and what I will be calling for, and I've met with officials within the Department of Children today and the Department of Health, and I'm looking for an independent review of all adult safeguarding in Donegal long-term residential care, and where the methodology that will be drawn from that is actually using the previous reports to put in place actually what that expert panel will look like and what the terms of reference.
And we'll come to the independent review that you're seeking in just a second. In a way, though, I'm surprised that you're surprised, because we were given reassurances by the HSE, weren't we, that the necessary reforms a year ago when we were all talking about the Brandon story and the Brandon report. Am I right in saying that the HSE did give reassurances that the necessary reforms would be put in place?
They did, absolutely. But at the same time, HICWA very clearly had said, and my understanding of it was that every time they went in to do an inspection in a HSE site, long-term residential disability services in Donegal, that they weren't sustained for long terms.
So what's the problem there, I wonder? Is there not the capacity within the system to implement the necessary reform?
And that's what is clearly outlined within the HICWA report as well. It has said that within the management system at various layers, there's the lack of capacity, understanding of follow through, Cormac. And that is a serious flaw and finding. And we need to understand why that we don't take the learning and why, unfortunately, we have the repeated failures.
It's really worrying, isn't it? Because what they're basically saying, HICWA and the chief inspector, that they require the HSE to address its poor oversight, in their own words, and governance arrangements at local, regional and national level. And they said they require the HSE to improve its assurance mechanisms at regional and national levels to ensure that safeguarding arrangements to protect residents from the risk of harm are effective. Is that not basically the HICWA saying, look, you better improve your safeguarding here because vulnerable residents could be put at risk?
It's clearly saying that, Cormac. That's exactly what it is saying. And it's also saying as well within the report that is the unfortunate failures of practice within Donegal. But in the same CHO in Sligo, we don't seem to have that. So it seems to be a very localised issue within that CHO.
Have you discussed this at the very top level of the HSE?
I have discussed it with the Disability Director of Operations, Bernard O'Regan. He knows exactly my opinion and my stance on this, as does Operational Eve Vaughan O'Neill, as does the Department of Health and the Department of Children.
And what have they said to you then?
Well, what is, like, when it was produced last Christmas, needless to say, I was not happy with the fact that the lack of refusing to produce the Brandon report. Like, needing to send in HICWA to do another report to me is a clear failing as well. The lack of transparency and openness on this, Cormac, I'm not comfortable about. That's why, and I get onto this again, there is a need for an independent review go into adult safeguarding in Donegal. I think we need to understand clearly what the HICWA, as an independent regulator, have flagged to me as minister, that they cannot say that there isn't continuous safeguarding issues. They cannot say that into the future there won't be failures.
But this is surprising, because I think Paul Reid at the time when the Brandon, when there was discussion of the Brandon report, said it repulsed him. What was in the report? It is one of the most repulsive reports that I have read, and indeed one of the most gruesome reports that I have had to read in my career, he said. So I must say, I'm at a loss. He understands the serious nature of what went on and the need to reform and so on. You're saying now that there needs to be an independent review and an independent implementation of changes. Is that right?
What I'm saying is that there needs to be an independent review, and by the definition of an independent review, it's not to be conducted by the HSE or by HICWA. I think we need a clear person with social care background, not looking at it through a medical lens, but looking through it through the social care model. I at all times have said, Cormac, that I felt that the way it was being presented to me from a Donegal point of view, everything was looking at it through a medical lens. When they talked about Brandon in the Brandon report, they talked about it as episodes. That is not how you discuss within a social care model. There was no positive reinforcement. I didn't feel that. I also felt that Brandon was a victim equally as much as the victims, and I didn't feel there was an understanding of that level of care or safeguarding to both sides.
Also, I note from their recent statement that the Irish Association of Social Workers are nonplussed by all of this. They say lessons haven't been learned. You obviously agree with that. I don't want to personalise this at all, but you don't have confidence in the HSE to implement these reforms, is quite clear. Is that fair?
Oh, what I'm saying here is that I need to see an independent adult safeguarding in Donegal. And the reason I'm saying that, Cormac, again, is I need to be reassured. I think we need to build confidence and trust back into the delivery of services. Like, you and I have to put ourselves, if we're in the shoes of anybody in Donegal who has a family member that is in long-term residential care, you would like to be reassured that the best possible delivery of services is being delivered and that they're safe. The most important thing is that they're safe.
When will the independent review be set up then?
By the terms of reference, I'm hoping will be drafted by the early June, Cormac, on that. And it'll be time bound, and it'll be done under specific teams. Okay, it'll be done under particular teams of references, looking at relationships and patterns.
Okay, who'll conduct the review? Do you know yet?
I don't know that, but as I said, I have a clear preference that it would be a person with social care background and would look through the lens of social care as opposed to a medical model.
Okay. Can I ask you about another matter under your remit? And this erupted in the papers recently. Meetings between yourself and the HSE with individual disability managers in the HSE seem to have been blocked. Is that your understanding? Is that a fair appraisal of what happened? And why did that happen?
That's a crude appraisal as to what happened, Cormac, and why. They felt it was a timing and a management issue, whereas I felt differently. So up to last Christmas, I was having monthly meetings with all CHOs, all nine of them, on one particular meeting. And I felt that, in actual fact, it would be more time productive to have individual meetings with the CHOs to drill down into issues like respite day services and PDS. And unfortunately, that wasn't received positively, that request.
Who blocked the meetings?
I think it's clearly reported in that article who blocked the meetings.
But who?
Yvonne O'Neill.
And who is, for people who aren't aware with the inner workings of the HSE, who is Yvonne O'Neill?
She is operations manager within the higher level of HSE.
And why? Did she give you a specific reason then? Or did you discuss it with her, or indeed with her superiors within the HSE, as to why you were being blocked?
The mechanism behind it was that they felt it wasn't proper time management at that point in time. But it's important to say as well, Cormac, that since the publication, I have to yet again acknowledge the role that Minister Donnelly and Paul Reid have played in that, because there has been a very positive outcome.
Has it been resolved now? It has.
Yes, it has.
Did you feel at the time, though, Minister, that you were being restricted from doing your work as Minister?
There's no doubt I did.
And how did it impact your work?
Well, Cormac, my job as a minister is to ensure that the service users and their families is getting full and utter support. And that is how I have in weekly, monthly meetings with the HSE to understand from area to area as to what I can do from a policy point of view, what I can do within government to ensure that they have the tools to do their job. And by not being able to have that, those meetings, it varies from area to area. So today I'm in Ashburton. We're just after having a meeting to do with respite and the delivery of respite. If I was in Cork, it was to do about specialist schools. It's important, teachers and therapists within specialist schools. So it's often important that I'm on the ground meeting with the HSE, working with the HSE to ensure that we deliver it. At the end of the day, it's service delivery for the families and the young people.
Okay, and I suppose it's important to say that the HSE would feel that they wanted to structure those meetings in a different way to make it more efficient and so on, and that they wouldn't use the term blocked by any means. But that is your reading of it. Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Minister of State Anne Rabbitt, thank you very much indeed for joining us.